This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Tom Block. 10 years after its creation, the Florida State University College of Medicine is celebrating two major milestones. The arrival of the 120-member class of 2014 on campus this summer gives the medical school a full enrollment of 480 students. You may recall the Florida State College of Medicine was the nation's first new MD program in a generation when the Florida legislature established the program back in the year 2000. It welcomed its first students in 2001 to assist in the state's increasing demand for doctors, especially in underserved areas. To date, the College of Medicine has graduated six classes and has 336 alumni. And with that full class comes greater opportunities. Beginning as early as next year, select Florida State University medical students will have the opportunity to attend a new residency program established with Tallahassee Memorial Healthcare. Graduates of the program would be equipped with 3 years of training in the field of internal medicine, a specialty dealing with the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of adult diseases. The College of Medicine and Tallahassee Memorial Healthcare made the announcement last month at a press conference outside Tallahassee Memorial Healthcare. College of Medicine Dean John Fogarty was there and says this isn't the first relationship the college has had with TMH, but it may be one of the most important.
Most of our partnership before has been working with them to find places for our medical students to train. Medical students in their third and fourth year are required to do clinical clerkships, required to do clinical experiences in family medicine and OB and surgery. TMH has been a great partner in providing us the kind of experiences for our students that they need in order to become doctors. This is really the next step. Now it's really a 3 or 4 year training program that students will go into and actually spend the entire time in that hospital or in that area to train to be specialty trained physicians in internal medicine and family medicine.
The residency program came about when new legislation allowed around 1,000 of the strictly limited residency slots across the nation to be shifted to new states. Florida is expected to get about 300 of those. Furthermore, the new bill gives preference to teaching hospitals that focus on primary care and general surgery residencies, emphasize community-based training, and are located in areas with growing populations. Not only does Tallahassee Memorial Healthcare satisfy all of those requirements, says Dean Fogarty, but they fit right in line with College of Medicine's overall mission.
This is great. Internal medicine, family medicine, pediatrics are really identified as the three true primary care specialties, and that's what our mission is, to create those kind of doctors out there. This partnership with TMH is perfect for that.
The new program could also bring more talented medical students to the area, a plus considering about 60% of all medical residents remain in the area where they complete their residency. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Tom Block. Florida State Headlines is a service of the Florida State University Communications Group. For all your Florida State news, log on to FSU.com.
Florida State Headlines is brought to you in part by Visit Tallahassee, where it all comes together. More information is on the web at visittallahassee.com.